This is a spoiler-filled review of The Perfect Match, starring Terrence J, Cassie Ventura, Donna Faison, Paula Patton, French Montana shows up in here, Brandy Norwood, Laura London, Kylie Hawkes in here, whole bunch of folks. Also, Dasha Polenko is in there, and Joe Pantoliano. So, if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause, come back to you later, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So the synopsis is as follows. A playboy named Charlie, which is Terrence J, convinced that all his relationships are dead, meets the beautiful and mysterious Eva, which is played by Cassie, agreeing to a casual affair. Charlie then wants a bit more from their relationship. So, yeah, it definitely explains it quite a bit. That synopsis did quite a good job of it. This whole movie, I can say off the top of my head, it felt exactly like a romantic comedy plot point. There's not much that differs from the normal formula. There's probably like one or two scenes where it's like, oh, it kind of surprised me a little bit. But otherwise, it felt exactly what you thought would happen in this romantic comedy. The one thing that I say that surprised me was the twist that she was getting married. That part kind of surprised me. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting that he's going to show up, and instead of it being like, oh, she's getting married, it's going to be like, oh, he bumped into her while she has another side boo thing. And I say, oh, okay, you got another man there. And like, and then he sees her again with another man. I'm like, oh, so she is a player. But this one, it felt weird. I was like, wow, she's getting married. That scene was very, very pin drops and needles in a quiet room. I was like, oh, wow, buddy. This is messed up. It's crazy. But yeah, I like the dynamic between the three guys. The three guys seemed like a great trio. It felt awesome. I wish there was more of them. I wish they showed more of those folks, but, you know, it's all about Terrence J and his relationships and how he changes off from being a player to a normal person. You could say that, kind of. But yeah, it follows exactly what you thought it would. You have where they call him out for being a player, then he meets this one girl that definitely outmatches him, and then afterwards, there's a falling out between the friends, of course, that happens. And then you have it where the main character has a moment of clarity, and afterwards he apologizes to all friends, and then happily ever after, kind of, with the friends. And, you know, you see the person he messed with at the end. You're like, oh, let's get a moment of closure, and that's basically it. So it's definitely a paint-by-numbers kind of romantic comedy. There's only like one or two things that actually made it anything different than what it would have been, which is all right. This is one of the movies where you could definitely see in the movie theater. It's, would I pay full price to see it? You could say yes, kind of. This is another one where I'll flip a coin. If it hits on heads, I'll go see it in matinee. If I hit some tails, I'll go see it in regular prices. It's one of the things on how you feel about the genre itself. It doesn't do much besides give you that one main twist in the middle of the movie, but otherwise it feels like a cool time. Really does. It's nothing really to a point where it's like, oh, I have to go see this. It's like, nah, you could go see it if you really want to. Like, if you like the characters, then you could go see it. But otherwise, the story didn't have too much to it. And the one thing that felt kind of weird was the relationship between Donald Faison and Miss Polenko. They never kissed. I actually remember talking this to about with a coworker of mine, and had to point this out. Like, everyone else kissed except for them, those two. Never kissed, not even once. I was like, and they didn't notice that. I was like, oh yeah, it didn't happen, because that's the only thing that didn't happen in the movie. I was like, oh, this seems out of place. Nothing happening there? Okay. They had like a little hug moment, and eventually they had their child. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. But It felt like there wasn't much chemistry between them. It's a crazy thing with that. But yeah, that is my review of this movie. It's not a bad movie, but it depends on what you want to do with it. It's not a movie that's like groundbreaking. It's a story that's been told before, and the formula, it hits at every single mark. You know exactly what's going to happen next, and it follows the paint-by-numbers to a T. It really does. So, yeah, that's my review on this movie, The Perfect Match. If you like what I said or didn't like what I said, then leave it in the comments below. I'd like to hear your comments and your thoughts about it. So, yeah, you can find me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter, at DwightAntC. That's DwightAntC. Again, one more time, that's DwightAntC. And, yeah, that's it. I'm out!